Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. There's one person on every flight who does this, and this is the person who is watching videos on their phone with the sound on, no headphones. United Airlines says passengers who refuse to use their headphones can now actually be removed from the flight. That's the deal. So they recently updated their passenger contract saying that if your device is making noise and you don't want to put your headphones on, they can then treat that as a disruption. So I am very, very glad to see this, because if you've flown recently, I guarantee you've experienced that. And somebody a few rows back, they're watching the movie full volume, and parents too with the iPads, the kids. Oh my gosh. And the dings and the bells and all this stuff going off. At a certain point, it just feels like you're in a casino. And then you got to put your own headphones on just to block everybody else out. Now, the question I have, is this actually banned, or does it just mean that the flight attendant can step in if it gets disruptive? Because if it's the second one, I'm telling you right now, this is not going to work. I learned this lesson during COVID with mask rules. The rule's simple, wear a mask. But if the person next to you didn't want to do that, they just take it off when the attendant passes by, and now you're stuck in this awkward situation. Do you say something? Do you call the flight attendant? Because the moment that you do that, congrats. Now you got to coexist with this person sitting next to you for the next 3 hours, knowing that you're the one that told on them. Good luck with that one. Basic courtesy. Can we get back to basic courtesy? It used to cover this kind of thing. I can't imagine sitting on a plane and forcing everyone around me to listen to what's on my phone or my iPad, but that's where we are.